This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Secrets of Hampton Court Palace.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm here visiting Hampton Court. It's a famous palace that's over 500 years old. Heard about Henry VIII? Maybe like me, you're learning about the Tudors at school. Well, this massive palace was his actual home.
This way, please. Stay together now.
Gotta be quiet. I'm in the royal chapel. This is where the royal family would pray and have services. And it was where one of the grandest Tudor events ever took place. It was 1537, and the king finally got his biggest wish. A baby boy was born to be his heir. The christening was said to be the biggest celebration of the year. Check out this replica of the Tudor crown. The original contained 344 rubies, sapphires, emeralds, diamonds, and pearls. Whoever wore the crown had the power. But in the Tudor times, if you didn't have a male heir to pass it on to, well, you can say goodbye to that power. It's weird that they didn't think women could do it. I'd love to try it on. Just imagine. Wow! It's like fireworks night. I can see bonfires dotted in the distance and gunshots. The whole country is celebrating. Looks like I'm bang on time for Edward's christening.
Hey you, young page, come away from the window. Get back in line.
Sorry, why are all the servants lined up?
For the procession, of course. The christening of the new prince. I was in the bedchamber with Her Majesty at the birth, attending to her, oh, you know.
Wow! Jane Seymour! What's she like?
Queen Jane to you. She's much quieter, more serious than poor Anne, that's for sure. I like her. The king adores her. He's built new rooms for her comfort. And she's so fair, the whitest skin. She may not be the most beautiful, but she's quietly dignified and no fool. Fools don't last long around here, unless you're the king's jester.
So, will the queen be in the procession?
Lawks, no. It's not the way for her or the king to attend, and in any case, she remains poorly. She's taken a turn, but I shouldn't say anything. It was such an honour for me. But this is the main event. Oh, here they come. Shh.
Now that's what I call a procession.
The plague won't keep them away. Folks are too giddy at the news to worry about the air of contagion today. Only the most important have been allowed at court for weeks. Now this. Such fun. Oh, a healthy boy at last. I mean, no one doubts the fine qualities of the ladies, Mary and Elizabeth, but a son, that means another king in time, and that will frighten off them that dare challenge His Majesty here and now.
So why can't Lady Mary or Elizabeth be the heir to King Henry? Seems silly to me. They spent their lives getting an amazing education. It's not like they couldn't do it.
Women standing ahead of a man for the throne? Not even if their mothers had remained queen, which they did not, by the way. Where there's a question over who will inherit, there will be cracks in the crown, mark my words. And in any case, can you imagine a queen leading the troops into battle? Riding side saddle?
Maybe just let them ride the horse the normal way.
Stop with your nonsense, young man. Today's a day of celebration. Look, the knights and gentlemen ushers are coming two by two with their squires. Behind them, there's the chapel cortege. That's them religious folk. And then there's the choir.
There must be nearly 100 people.
It's actually a very exclusive affair. A fair few of the high and mighty will have their noses out of joint at the lack of an invitation.
And there's still more. Those people behind the choir look pretty important.
King's Council. Ah, and now look.
Is that the baby Prince Edward? He's travelling in some style. Carried on a cushion under a golden canopy. Who's the little girl holding the cloth?
Lady Elizabeth, of course. That's the chrism cloth. The cushion, canopy and cloth all play their part in the ceremony.
His christening gown has a massive train. He's even got lords and ladies to carry the end of it.
You see Lady Mary behind, and then the courtiers. Oh, such fine folk.
Even though he had his amazing daughters, the king waited a long time for a son. So I can see why this was such a cause of celebration. He must have been so happy, but I'd better get back to the tour, or they won't be happy with me. Back where I started, there's a sad end to the story, because the king wasn't happy for long. Poor Queen Jade would just die a few weeks later. They think she got blood poisoning. And Edward would die when he was just 15 years old. But what a start to his life. I mean, being carried around on a cushion under a golden canopy could be worse. And for King Henry, it meant the Tudor throne was made stronger with a male heir. Although it seems like a silly rule to me.
The Secrets of Hampton Court Palace, with support from historic royal palaces. Find out more at funkidslive.com/palace.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.